Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton says if a Donald Trump administration pressures local police to become a mass deportation force, Phoenix police will not participate. He says that's even if federal funding is at stake. Joining me now to discuss this is KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block. And Jude, let's get into some of the context here. Why is Stanton making this kind of a statement, and why now?
So Sunday night, we heard Donald Trump on 60 Minutes say that when he takes office, he plans to deport 2 to 3 million unauthorized immigrants with criminal records. That prompted city leaders all over the country, from L.A. to Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York, to say they will not cooperate with a mass deportation plan. Now, most of these cities taking the stand are so-called sanctuary cities, which is kind of a vague term, meaning they are friendly to immigrants regardless of their status. Phoenix is not formally a sanctuary city, though. We have state laws that require local law enforcement to some degree to check immigration status and cooperate with federal authorities on immigration. But I think reporters were asking Mayor Stanton to react.
Now, let's dig into a little bit more detail about Stanton's statement. What exactly did he say?
So Stanton's statement makes clear that he intends to uphold laws, but then he says, quote, "That does not mean that Phoenix will fall victim to discourse that is openly antagonistic and hostile to members of our community. The Phoenix Police Department will never turn into a mass deportation force, even if the new government in Washington, D.C. threatens to revoke federal dollars. That's something worth fighting for, and we will not be bullied into taking backward step on civil rights," end quote.
So, Jude, what kind of reaction is what Stanton is saying getting?
Some immigrant rights groups have applauded Stanton's stance. Conservative city councilman Sal DeCicco isn't happy, though. He put out a statement this morning saying Stanton's statement, quote, "tells the public it's okay to break the law." He says city police know who gang members and drug dealers are and that police should be a part of getting them out of the country. It does seem, though, that perhaps these two politicians are speaking past each other, perhaps.
So what is the current role of Phoenix Police when it comes to immigration enforcement? What kind of role do they have now?
That's a really great question. And so this fall, there was a settlement over the last part of SB 1070 about how it could be enforced. And the latest is that local law enforcement, including Phoenix Police, can ask about immigration status, but they can't prolong a stop just for that reason or arrest someone just for being in the country without papers. Once someone is arrested for any kind of a crime and booked into the Fourth Avenue jail, there's a program there with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to identify people booked into that jail who can be deported. Under the Obama administration, federal ICE agents narrowed their priorities to deporting immigrants who have criminal convictions for certain offenses, rather than, say, an unauthorized immigrant arrested for driving without a license. What remains to be seen is how a new administration could use this apparatus differently in the future.
That's KJZZ's Jude Joffe Block. Thanks, Jude.
Thank you, Mark.